Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Howard Sievertson is a solid part of the North Shore he paints. He's been producing paintings and books for decades. He's a tireless painter because art is what artists do.
There is no time out because it's when you're in the arts, you're expressing your life. And as long as you're breathing, there's something to express and you're experiencing things. And those all show up in the painting eventually. Right now, I'm practicing being retired. And so I'm getting boats ready for the water and things of that sort. But I'll get back into it in the fall. I'm going to fish all summer.
Howard grew up in a fishing family on Isle Royal, and painting is something he had always done. An opportunity presented itself to move into the woods and immerse himself in his art, so he took it, and he never looked back.
When I was a child commercial fishing, I fished with my father, and I got seasick as a child, and I was also allergic to hard work. And whenever I draw a picture, somebody would pat me on the head and say, "That's very good, buddy." And I liked that. And so I continued doing that, and I made up my mind then, rather than going to commercial fishing, I would go into something where people patted me on the head. I was been doing fine arts since 1976, and before that I was a commercial artist in Duluth, but I started painting in 1976. I've always been interested. What finally paved the way was I just decided to do it. My family had just broken up. I ended up with a big house, and I sold that and invested the money and had enough money to last for about 4 or 5 years. And so I went up in the woods and started painting. And after 3 years, I came to Grand Marais because I felt that I had achieved whatever skills and what I was needed. And so I came to Grand Marais and started over again. Eventually, I sold one in Duluth, and that started the ball rolling in I was able to sell paintings after that, give me enough confidence to move into Grand Marais and see what would happen here, because this is where I wanted to live all my life. And it gave me the confidence to do it. My daughter, luckily, started a gallery, and she sells them. So it's a pretty ideal situation.
I asked Howard how he paints, how he chooses his subjects, and the mechanics of putting a painting together.
Most of the paintings of wildlife, you just don't sit down, a moose walks into the picture, and you sit there and paint the moose. You know, they don't stand still, and you can't. There's no way you can get them to do that. And so you take photographs, and you take notes, and you put the animal in the scene. I have two kinds of painting that I do. One is historical, and the other one is landscape. And the landscape, of course, is when you go out into the woods and go to the boundary waters. I make sketches, take photographs. I used to paint out there like plein air painters. I used to paint, but I got started late in life. I was 50 years old before I started painting. I didn't have time to keep going back in the woods. I had to get as many impressions as possible while I was out there. So I sketched and I took pictures, took those back, and put it together.
By now, he's written 5 books, and it all started with Once Upon an Isle.
I have never planned a book. The books happen. I'll get enough paintings of a certain ilk, and the book happens out of that, and the story comes. I usually write the story about the same time I'm painting the picture, but with the thought of a book, I suppose, because after the first book, you know, the second one is possible and the third one is possible. But I don't start out with chapter one and go to the last chapter. Usually it'll start out with a landscape. I'll see a beautiful landscape, say up in the Susi Islands, and I'll see this thing, and I know by the configuration of the islands and know from reading the stories of the voyagers that they stopped on this beach here before they went into Grand Portage to spruce up. And I know the beach, and that's available to me. I can just paint a picture of the beach, and it's just putting voyagers on it. I know what their canoes look like. I know what their costumes look like. And so I put the two of them together, and then I know what it looks like. One of my collectors stopped by one time when I was living down the shore, and he was buying a painting now and then, and he asked me one day, he said, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to document the commercial fishermen at Isle Royal. I want to tell their story because nobody's ever done it, and it's close to my heart. And he says, I'll tell you what, you paint him and I'll buy him. Well, that's what started the painting series. My being able to do it was because I was getting some money in every month for it. And so that kept the ball rolling. After we got so many, he says, well, we should make a book. And I agreed with him, and I was just putting a whole package of stuff together for a publisher to try to find someone who would publish this thing. And I got a, just before I mailed out all these packages, I got a call on the phone. They said, "Can we publish your book?" I said, "Okay."
Over his long career, Howard Sievertson has taught, encouraged, and mentored untold numbers of aspiring artists.
Their desire to paint is their business. Their emotions is their business. That's what they bring to the painting. That's something they have I can't give them. But I can give them and help them with the skills. Teach them composition, color. There's basic compositional tools you can use to express certain moods. And there's certain ways of expressing those moods that you can pass on to them. And certain ways of using the paint. Watercolor is a very tricky medium. And most people are pretty afraid of watercolor, and they have reason to be because it's pretty tricky, but it's not as tricky as they think.
Why does a man spend all his long life doing art? Howard has a ready answer.
Well, I thought of this myself. You know, why do I keep wanting to do this? This is kind of a silly way to make a living, you know. And you figure, what happens if there isn't any art? You can draw the conclusion if you eliminated all the arts, you would not have music, you would not have dance, you would not have any pictures hanging on your wall. And you wouldn't have any record albums. You wouldn't have any movies. Nothing. You would be sitting in a blank world. Public television once did a story on post-impressionists and abstract expressionists. And they were asking each one of these painters. They went to their studio and interviewed each painter and asked them why they paint like that. Of course, some of them gave them all kinds of poetic reasons. And they got to... Willem de Kooning, painting in his loft in New York, and his painting was about 25, 30 feet away from him, and he had all his paint cans there, and a big brush he'd swirl around in these gallon paint cans, and he'd look at his canvas over there, and he'd swirl some more, and his eyes were starting to jiggle, and pretty soon he'd run the corridor and splash that paint on the canvas, and he kept doing that, and finally the interviewer asked him, says, "Mr. de Kooning, why do you paint like that?" And Mr. de Kooning says, I just like to do it. In a nutshell, I just like to do it. You can do all the philosophizing you want, but I just like to do it.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and funded in part by the Community Leaders Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.